For the Resource Center in Chautauqua County, this is the TRC update, and we come to you from a special location today. We're on the third floor of the Michael J. Raymond Center at 75 Jones and Gifford Avenue at the Resource Center's Diagnostic and Treatment Clinic. And joining me is a physical therapist in this clinic, Kane Sunny. Kane, thank you for taking time to sit down and talk to me today.
Thanks for talking to me, Dennis.
It's always nice to see you. We come here to the Diagnostic and Treatment Clinic to first, do an overview of the physical therapy services offered here, and we're going to do that overview from a variety of perspectives. First, what do you offer in terms of helping people with physical therapy here at the Resource Center?
The physical therapy department at the Resource Center provides services through the evaluation and treatment and recommendations for anything from balance impairments, pain, muscle weakness, post-op knee replacements, hip replacements, anything that decreases your ability to participate in activities of daily living can be brought into the Resource Center. And if it's not addressed by the physical therapy department, it could be addressed by the other therapies, OT or speech. Recently, we have increased our pulmonary rehab department within the Resource Center, and we added two new PTs since we spoke last, Carly Lucas and Andrew Ward, who is one of my students from Damon College. So we are currently expanding services, bringing in new talent, and trying to provide better services to the individuals at the Resource Center and the Jamestown community.
I think anyone who's reached a certain point in life will know how important physical therapy can be to a person. But in a community in which you are primarily focused on persons with disabilities, I would bet that the need for the hope that can come through physical therapy is magnified. It's much bigger in terms of helping people who may have had disabilities from birth.
You know, it really is. And it's, in short, all about maintaining, increasing their relative independence. You know, if we can keep them sitting upright and participating at a table, they can interact with everybody else, they can look somebody in the face, they can help take care of themselves, they can have fun in general, you know, and hopefully we can reduce their pain and just kind of maintain that as long as we can.
In my mind, it just came to me, Kane, PT in this environment for this population we're talking about right now could very well turn into PE, and I mean by that personal enhancement, personal opportunity, and enrichment in their lives.
Yes, exactly. We take a lot of things for granted, but if you had a contracture in your arm, meaning that muscle is short, you can't reach. If you can't reach, you can't grab an object, you can't play a game, you can't shake somebody's hand. You know, it kind of reduces your interactions with everybody else around you. And that's kind of our main goal, is just to reduce functional decline and increase participation, really.
Now, working with a disabled population, I would bet could be a challenge at some time, particularly if people have difficulty communicating back and forth with you or have other intellectual challenges or disabilities that may make it harder for them to have a conversation such as we are having right now, and that could make it more challenging for you to be the therapist?
There definitely are some barriers. We kind of circumvent them by trying to work closely with the house nurses and staff and try to get some information from them. And as far as communicating with the individuals, we have a pretty good plan in place where we use affordances. So,
say that word again.
Affordances. It's mostly seen in pediatric physical therapy, but if we can manipulate the environment to get the response that we want. You know, sometimes it would be very difficult, and there are communication barriers where they won't quite understand that we want them to kick their leg out. But if we give them a target, a ball, you know, it's a fun activity that most people understand. If they have that ability, kind of facilitate kicking the ball, we get that kind of long arc quad, as a PT would call it, through a game. And that game relates the activity that we're trying to get. And it works very well with the population.
So much to talk about, only a little bit of time left in this program, but at how many different locations across the Jamestown area or Chautauqua County are you offering physical therapy? Because the Resource Center has many, many facilities.
Yes, so we do have an Article 28, which is similar to a traditional outpatient clinic in both Dunkirk and Jamestown, New York. As far as providing services to the individuals here at TRC, we are in every IRA home, ICF home. We work at all of the day habs. We travel to all these locations, provide services wherever they're needed.
That's a really big area to cover.
As well as providing staff training and development to new hires here, as far as teaching them how to transfer work with the individuals and safely help them move throughout their day.
And perhaps we should conclude on this point, because in addition to all of that, you do offer your services to the general public as well.
Yes. Part of the Resource Center's mission is, I believe, the integration of the individuals in the community. And in this, it's kind of the reverse. We're bringing the community in, which I think is a win in my book. The community members have responded greatly. It really is a good opportunity for them to see not only what we do, but the individuals that we work with.
As a physical therapist working with primarily a disabled population, does that give you insights and new perspectives on helping people who may walk in the door who are not, would not fall into the category of disabled, but they need some physical therapy anyway?
I would say, yeah. I'd say our ability to observe and to kind of take those observations and include them into a plan of care are really heightened within this department, just because we do work with individuals that have communication, receptive, and expressive barriers, and that translates to everybody.
If people would like more information on physical therapy here, I understand the number to phone in Jamestown is 661-1541. If there's someone in the community who's interested in inquiring more about the services of Kane Sunny and the other physical therapists here.
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Well, Kane, this has been a fascinating first show. We're out of time. I know sometime in the not-too-distant future we're going to be back on again talking about one of the specific areas of physical therapy that you mentioned when you ticked off the list a few minutes ago. And we're just going to have the listeners hold their breaths for a week or two. Well, don't really, but we'll get back to that shortly. But, Kane, thank you very much.
That's a good pun.